John chapter 16, verse 33, and also we're going to look at Revelations chapter 12, verse 11. John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 33, and also Revelations chapter 12, verse 11. This morning, I got up this morning, and every day of my life, I always get me a good laugh. And I woke up this morning, and I guess about 5:30, and began to think about something funny, and I was going through my notes, and I thought this was pretty humorous. It said, the high school coaches in Louisiana went to the coaches retreat. To save money, they had to room together. No one wanted to room with Coach Wright because he snored so bad. They decided it's not fair to make one of them stay with him the whole time, so they voted to take turns. Coach Clyde sleeps with him. He comes to breakfast the next morning, hair all messed up, eyes all bloodshot. They said, man, what happened to you? He said, man, Coach Wright snored so loud, I watched him all night. The next night, Coach Bill's turn. In the morning, the same thing. Hair all standing up, eyes all bloodshot. The coaches said, hey, man, what happened to you? You look awful. He said, man, hey, man, coach, hey, man. No, Coach Wright snores, shakes the roof. I watched him all night. The third night, Coach Peter's turn. The next morning, he comes to breakfast, all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, saying to the rest of the coaches, good morning, you all. The coaches said, man, they can't believe it. They said, man, what happened? He said, well, we get ready for bed. I go to Coach Wright, tuck him in the bed, kiss him good night, and he watched me all night. I thought it was good. Amen. Glory to God. Let's get in the Word of God. John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Revelations chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. God, your word is real. Your word is alive. Your word is active. Your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And Father, I pray this morning that you touch every individual here today. I pray, God, that not one person would walk out of here discouraged today. I pray that you would build them up in the things of God. Save, heal, deliver, set free in this house today. In Jesus' name, amen. Look at the person next to you this morning and say, neighbor, we can be overcomers. Look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor, did you hear what that preacher said? We can be overcomers. Now turn around and look at the person behind you. And say, neighbor, did you really hear what that preacher said? We can be overcomers. If you believe that, give God some praise right now. Come on, church, we can be overcomers. Glory to God. I've read these scriptures many of times, and when the enemy comes against me, both scriptures I use. And when I think about the word of God, to use the verb overcome or overcame. These words means to conquer. It means to prevail. It means to defeat or get the victory. If you take hold of God's word, we can be victorious. When I think about the word of God this morning, and today as I begin to think about victory in our lives, the Bible teaches us that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So when I think about the word of God this morning, my first point this morning about being an overcomer this morning. Number one, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. How many thank God for the blood of Jesus this morning? How many thank God that the blood of Jesus will never lose its power? Glory to God. It's still saving. It's still healing. It's us without the shedding of blood. That's us this morning. Going astray, and the blood of the Lamb brings. The Word of God says in Hebrews 4:12, "Open it in a two-edged sword, pierce the center of the thought and intent of the heart." This morning, that the Word of God is powerful, because Christ is powerful. Glory to God. The best in time, keep pleading the blood of Jesus. But I'm more than a conqueror. Our Bible teaches us in Isaiah 26 verse, because he trusted in thee. The Bible teaches, be for us, who can be against the living God will raise up a stand. What's going on in your life? You are victor side, and the battle is not side this morning. Somebody ought to give him to God. People say, well, brother, morning. Glory to God. You know, mommy, when everybody said I would never be able to Vietnam, I began to smoke marijuana in 2020. I never made it up to, and I'm here to tell you today that I'm not depressed. Come on, church. Come on, church. If you're an overcomer, somebody, come on, I'm a child of God. They overcame. God Almighty, man. My God, y'all preach a man happy up here. Come on, church, glory to God. So when you think about being an overcomer 28 years ago, when everybody looked at me and said, he'll never be anything but a drug addict, he'll never be anything but an alcoholic, he'll never get his marriage renewed, God will never do anything in his life. But how many know the enemy is a liar and the father of lies? Come on, church. If you're an overcomer, let me see you give God some praise. Come on, church. Come on, church. If you're an overcomer, come on, I'm an overcomer. Woo! I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I'm an overcomer. God Almighty. I love it. Come on, church. I'm an overcomer. You know what? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. You know, when you plead the blood, how many know there's power in the blood of Jesus? Come on, how many know there's victory in the blood of Jesus? Let me ask you a question. How many ever been through something? 1, 2, 3. How many have never been through anything? My God, I'm in the right place this morning, Pastor. How many have never been through something? Amen. How many ever seen God bring you out of a situation you couldn't bring yourself out of, and you know it was God? Come on, church, you know it was God. Come on, church, have you ever been down? Glory to God. I tried A-A-N-A, nay-nay, may-nay, eat-nay, fake it till you make it. Keep coming back, get a sponsor. But I went to a man one time that went to Calvary, that shed that blood, that rose again on the third day. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Do I have any people in this house? It's more than conquerors. Give God some praise right now. Come on, church. I'm not sad. Come on, church. I'm not sad any longer. I'm a child of God. Glory to God. My God, my God. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Look at your neighbor and put your hand up like this. Come on, if you don't have your hand up, I'm coming to get you. Say this with me. Say, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Give God some praise right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. When I think about the blood, it will never lose its power. Glory to God. How many know there's healing in the blood? But the Bible says, come on, church. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, you are healed. So there's healing in the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:24 says this. The Bible says, who his own self buried our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. We are not defeated this morning because we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. My second point here, they overcame him by the word of their testimony. They overcame him by the word of their testimony. Our words in itself is only words, but when we put the power of God's word in, we become victorious. The Bible teaches us in John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing. But the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. If you're a Christian and you have a testimony, how many know you should be sharing your testimony? Come on, church. How many know you should tell people what God's done in your life? Come on, you shouldn't hold back. Amen? Glory to God. I told him this morning, I went in McDonald's. Come on, church. Glory to God. Shared my testimony in McDonald's. I also went into Sheets. How many know Sheets? Come on, a little gas station, like a Shell gas station. Glory to God. I went in to get me some iced tea here this week, coming back up the road from down Tennessee. I went in Sheets and I went in there. Glory to God. I said, listen up, listen up. They thought I'd come to run out the door. Come on, church. I said, listen up, listen up. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. One day every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he's Lord to the glory of the Father. I heard one of them say, man, he must be a preacher. Listen to all that scripture he quoted. I said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hold on, everything is going to be all right. Payday is coming, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that also shall he reap. You sow to the flesh, you shall reap. Corruption, you sow to the spirit, you shall reap everlasting life. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I heard one of them holler, man, that dude right there is something, man. I said, yeah, my name is Evangelist Gerald. Fire shed up in his bones, mayhem. Glory to God. I'll preach this gospel because Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it was in the demonstration and with power. There's power in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, Bible, glory to God. I said, how many of y'all want to go to heaven? They said, yeah, we want to go. I said, the Bible says in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Then there I am, you may be also. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by me. One of them said, I'm a backslider. I said, the Bible says, Luke 15:4, Jesus said if he had 100 sheep and one go astray, he'll lead that 99 to go get that one. Today is coming. Today is the day of salvation. How many know all four of them gave their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? Come on, church. How many want that kind of fire? Come on, church. Anybody want that kind of fire? Anybody want that kind of fire? Glory to God. I went into prison while I was down there last Tuesday. I went into prison and they took me to prison and the jail, and I went into jail, and the brothers in there, they was looking at me, and I said, man, let me give you a testimony. It was two brothers that gave a testimony that I remember coming to Christ 28 years ago. Brother from Jamaica. How many Jamaicans we have in the house? Glory to God. How many know I love Jamaica? Come on, church. Glory to God. Jamaica, come on. They, man, I'm telling you right now, they know how to cook. I'm going to get some chicken when I leave. Come on, church. Glory to God. Jamaican brother led me to the Lord, and I told him this morning, I said, I remember one time I was in Jamaica. I love Jamaica. Jamaica brother led me to the Lord 28 years ago. I was sitting in a detox center, and I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said this, man. He said, man, I used to smoke ganja. He said, man, I had the dreadlocks. He said, but the Lord Jesus Christ changed my life. Come on, sir. He said, man, I had dreadlocks. He said, but the Lord Jesus Christ changed my life. Glory to God. Other brother from New York, he said, man, I was in and out of jail. He said, but the Lord Jesus Christ changed my life. And I looked at them brothers and I said, God, if you did it for them, can you do it for me? The Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. So when you call on the name of Jesus, how many know it was testimony? Glory to God, but it was the power of God and the word of God when they gave me the plan of salvation and led me to the Lord Jesus Christ 28 years ago. And Amen. I can look at you in the eye today. Not one time have I ever turned back to drugs and alcohol. I've been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ, and whom the Son of God set free is free indeed. Do I have any people free in this house this morning? Come on, if you're free, let me see you give God some praise right now. Come on, church. I'm not bound. I've been washed in the blood. Glory to God. I told him in the early service, at the 8 o'clock service, I remember me and my wife, we went to Dungeon River Fall on a cruise. And I was in that stream coming down, and it was time for to get back to my ship. So I told my cab driver, it was about 5:30. I told my cab driver, I said, man, my ship is over there in its cell at 6 o'clock. It's 5:30. He was taking his time playing the reggae music, boom, doo, doo, boom. I said, man, the ship sailed at 6 o'clock. 20 minutes up, he playing his music. I said, man, the ship sailed at 6 o'clock. He said, no problem, one come next week, same time. Everything, no problem in Jamaica, amen. Glory to God, but I'm thankful today for that Jamaican brother that shared his testimony. And church, I'm here to tell you, I'll share what God has done in my life all over the world. Come on, church, I can't keep it to myself. How many know I got to tell it? I got to share it, because there is power. If you got a testimony of how God healed you, how God delivered you, how God opened up blind eyes, somebody ought to give him praise right now. By the power of God. Come on, church, if you got a testimony, give me five, sister. Come on, church, you got a, come on, anybody got a testimony? Come on, church. Woo! Glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. God Almighty. Come on, church. They overcame him by the word of their testimony. God has restored back my marriage. He's given me peace and joy all over the world now. I never could imagine I'd be going in prisons and jails and preaching 15, 20 days a month all over the world. It's by the grace of God. I am who I am. We're saved by grace, not of works, least any man should boast. It's a gift of God. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I feel my help coming on. Glory to God. Pastor Tucker, I love this church, but I love it. Come on, church. Glory to God. Holy Spirit keeps bringing back to memories. So when I think about the word of God here today, we should get hungry for more of God. Church, if it ever been a time we need to be hungry for more of God, it's now. The Bible says, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. If it ever been a time we need more of God, it's now. As the worship leader was leading us so powerfully this morning on the anointing of God, we need more of God. We want to be closer to God. Glory to God. The Bible says in John 7, 37 and 38, in the last days of that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So I thank God today for the power of the word of God. When you're serving God, you're an overcomer. The enemy will try to get you to go back to the world. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there has no temptation taken you such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear. Glory to God. When the Bible teaches us, when Jesus said in John 15:11, he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and your joy might be full. How many know? Glory to God. The Bible says, glory to God, in Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace in the joy of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Romans chapter 8 verse 35, who shall suffer separate us from the love of Christ. Yet tribulation, distress, a persecution, a flame, and a necklace, a pearl, a sword. As it is written, for thou sakes we'll kill all the day long, but we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. He said, nay, in all these things, glory to God, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I want to ask you a question today. How many God lovers do I have in the church this morning? Come on, church. If you're a God lover, let me see you give God some praise right now. Come on, church, I'm a God lover. Come on, I'm a God lover. Glory to God. Glory to God. When I think about the word of God, they overcame him by the word of their testimony. You can make it. Glory to God. Encourage yourself. Build yourself up in the things of God. And church, we will not be defeated. Say this with me today. Say, number one. Come on, put your hands up. Say, number one, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Number two, we overcame him by the word of our testimony. Give him some praise right now by the power of God. Come on, church. Go with loving life itself. The Apostle Paul said these words, the Bible of yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But when I think about the word of God, Deuteronomy 6:5 says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Glory to God, our love for God should show when we pray. We should come to church. We should study God's word. We should love God more than anything. How many know that one day every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that he's Lord to the glory of the Father? One day, you know what I'm looking forward to? When he say, come on in, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few. Now I'll make you rule over many. You think I'm fired up now? You wait till I get to heaven. Come on, church. Glory to God. When I get on them streets of gold, it's going to be so powerful. Glory to God. When I see Jesus, I shall be like him. That's going to be a great day, church, when we stand before the Almighty God. I love God with all my heart, and I'm here to tell you today, don't walk around depressed. Don't walk around feeling sorry for yourself. Get back up. Dust yourself out. Put your hand on your hip and say, I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me. I'm not going to be depressed. Come on, church. God's going to save my household. God's going to save my family. And there will be victory in my household. Come on, church. Give God some praise right now. If you believe it, give God some praise. Come on, church. Woo! Come on, church. Glory to God. You can be an overcomer. And today is your day for being an overcomer in this house. I feel God. I want every head bowed and every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Don't look around to the left or the right. Today is your day to be an overcomer. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you for Calvary. Thank you for that shed blood. Thank you for the testimonies that I heard. That's why every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Don't look around to the left or the right tonight, this morning. But if you're in this house, you would say, Evangelist Mahan, I need a change in my life. I want to make Jesus Lord of my life. I want to know that I can go to heaven. Today is the day of salvation. If you're here today, right where you're sitting, just you and God, And you would say, Evangelist Mahan, I need Jesus. I want to make him Lord of my life. I want to know that I can go to heaven. Just slip that hand up and say, pray for me. Slip it up. Slip it up. Thank you. I see that hand. Keep it up high. Keep it up high. Don't be ashamed. I see the other hand. Greatest decision I ever made in my life is when I put my hand up 28 years ago. If you're here this morning, you would say, Evangelist Mahan, I'm not where I should be. And right now I need to come on back home. I want to give my heart back to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's married to the backslider. If you're here this morning, you would say, Evangelist Mahan, I want to rededicate my life. I want a fresh start. I want to overcome this situation. Slip that hand up and say, pray for me. Slip it up. Slip it up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be ashamed. I held my hand up one day. Greatest decision I ever made in my life. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor this morning. In Jesus' name. Those hands that went up, I want you to look up at me. Those hands that went up, that you held your hand up, look up at me. If you held your hand up, just look up at me. Everyone Jesus called, he called publicly. I want you to step out your seat and walk down this aisle. Come. Come. If you held your hand up, come.
Yes.
Come. Come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He'll fix it. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Come. Come. Come on up, sister. Come on up. Come on, man. Come on. Come. Saw your hand go up. Come. Come on, man. Come on. Come to Jesus. He'll fix it. You want to make Jesus Lord of your life? Want to make Jesus Lord of your life? You want to make Jesus, God's going to turn those tears into joy. You want to make Jesus Lord of your life? You want to make Jesus Lord of your life? You want to make Jesus Lord of your life? Yes. You want to make Jesus Lord of your life? You want to make Jesus Lord of your life? You want to make Jesus Lord of your life? You want to make Jesus Lord of your life? Congregation, stretch your hands forth. Stretch your hands forth here this morning. Slip your hands up like this. Slip your hands up right here at this altar. Put your hands up. Pray this prayer with me right now. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ,
I confess
that I am a sinner. And I ask you, Jesus,
to forgive me
of all my sins.
Jesus,
come into my heart
and be the Lord of my life.
Jesus, I thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise, church. Come on, church.